How do you get on a plane with someone else's ticket? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It is strange, isn't it, that in a world where the TSA will force a 95-year-old woman to take off her diaper to make sure it can't explode, that a man named Olajide Oluwasuan Noibi could get on an airplane and fly across the country on an expired boarding pass that had somebody else's name on it. How'd he get that pass? Well, the story is that a man identified only as MD had pre-printed his boarding pass at home, but it was snatched from his back pocket as he rode the subway to New York's JFK Airport. It ended up in the hands of Mr. Noibi, who used it to board a completely different flight. He was seated in seat 3E on Virgin America Flight 415 flying to L.A. when a passenger who was gagging on Noibi's body odor rang the flight attendant. When she checked his boarding pass and found it was for a different flight and the name wasn't even close, she alerted the crew, but that was it. You'd think she would at least make him towel his armpits. But even worse, when the flight landed, the crew just let him go. My guess is they didn't want it to get out just how easy it is to fly without paying. Didn't want us to know that those ticket scanners at the gate are apparently just for show. So, of course, he tried it again.
Noibi tried to do the same thing again, use another expired boarding pass to get on a flight to Atlanta.
That's what finally got him arrested. Here's what I want to know. How is it he finds flights with empty seats? And number two, how is it that a security system that makes you take your diaper off lets you on a plane when you smell like one? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.